podcast evolve after you practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
If you've made it this far, you've made it inside a bonus episode.
This is misleading. This is not going to be a spooky episode.
That's not true, totally, because the theme for this episode, I'm rewriting it right now, is ghosts. No, God, I don't know what ghosts would be as a theme. Of course, the theme, as I told you guys ahead of time, is episodes of Bones that I've watched.
That's JBC. So, I'm Aaron Keefe, and Adel Rava is also here.
Okay, now back to episodes of Bones that I've watched. Who would like to guess?
What's the one?
I will start the bidding at $100. Does everyone familiar with the rules?
When he goes on vacation and work follows him, can't get away from work. Is that one?
Him.
Is that David Boreanaz?
Yeah, but he's not Bones.
Zoe Deschanel's
Wait,
sister.
Bones is a character?
Bones is a character on the show.
Oh, no. I assumed it was like forensic, what do you call it when you can like tell how somebody died based on the rings in their bones?
Yeah, forensic anthropology.
Rings in their bones?
You know.
The rings in their bones.
Cut out a bone and you get to see how old it is by how many
rings. No, the rings of their bones. Like
I didn't realize Bones was a character's name.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a Star Trek character named Bones?
Yes, that's the Doctor. Damn it, Jim, I'm a Bones. I would have loved if I had prepared a whole episode about episodes of Bones that I've watched.
Well, we'll do that.
I don't remember much about it. But the guy from Freaks and Geeks is in Bones.
I think he's handsome.
The handsome guy? Yeah, he's tall.
Is he?
I think so.
You knew who JPC meant when you just said the guy from Freaks and Geeks?
Yeah, John Francis Daly. He directed something.
He wrote Horrible Bosses.
Yes, he wrote.
I keep track of most handsome people. It's sort of my thing.
You're a fuck chart.
Yeah, that's why I never know where you two idiots are. Yes!
Aaron has one of those Marauders maps, but for handsome people.
Oh, what a dream.
I solemnly swear. Yeah.
Clive Owen is in the potion room.
Adel and I just show up as like two jerk-offs pulling their puns up in their
two
rooms.
Two fucking Peter Pettigrews.
Oh, yeah, we're rats. We truly are rats. I thought for this episode we would play one of my favorite games.
Categories again.
For one of my favorite games, you guys will watch me play Skyrim. are you familiar with the classic game Marry, Fuck, Kill?
Yes. Because you played it on the show with the wolf, the chicken, and the bag of grain.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's right.
Fuck the bag of grain.
Was that a Patreon or was that...
regular.
That was a regular episode,
Brooke,
yeah.
Because I remember Brooke said that she wanted to marry the grain, and that's the funniest thing.
Mm-hmm. You always marry against the grain. Yeah. fuck against the grain. Ow, chafe. We're going to play the game of Marry, Fuck, Kill. I have some scenarios, Marry, Fuck, Kill scenarios to pitch you all, but feel free to pitch your own.
Can I pitch you a scenario?
Yes, you can.
You're, 12 years old. You're at a slumber party.
Oh, no.
Going to the bathroom. Lights are off, you look into the mirror, you say, Marry, fuck, kill, marry, fuck, kill, marry, fuck, kill. What happens?
You piss your pants. You call your mom and you
Clive Owen comes out of the mirror, fucks you.
As you know, I will present you with three.
KJ just had the funniest look on their face.
I will present you with three options, things to choose, and you choose you to marry one, to fuck one, and to kill one.
Well, you know what we have to do first.
What's that?
Us. We have marry, fuck, kill. And then, I also am, if you are a Patreon listener, you have to play along.
Yes.
Who you're going to marry, who you're going to fuck, who you're going to kill.
You can put it in the comments on the episode.
Oh, boy.
But
I am absolutely sure
I know
what
people get to the episode
will say.
Where our feelings are hurt.
I'll tell you this. I was with a group in a bar one time. It was like after an improv class, and we were playing marry, fuck, kill with people from the class. And without fail, like I asked... I wasn't even me asking other people. I was just like part of the conversation. Part other people asked without fail. Anytime I was an option, I was always kill.
Yeah.
Always kill. And yeah. I was like, come on. I mean, kill?
I wouldn't kill you.
No. Okay, well, what's yours?
Well, mine, okay. That's complicated. I just feel like I know what people will say.
You are you guessing what people, what fans, the average listener of a podcast would say for
yes.
us? Okay.
And then I'll give my answer.
Yeah.
So I think people will say Mary Addle.
Mm-hmm.
People have a crush on your voice. Mm. We get that a lot. Do you get that?
People have a crush.
Aaron,
oh, gross.
Aaron and I get it a lot. Disgusting. People are like, can we fuck his voice? And I'm like, I couldn't help you with that.
We hate you. His physical appearance with that voice.
No. People want to marry me.
No, they want to fuck you.
No. They don't. You don't want to fuck me.
trust me.
Details.
Trust me. Two words. Lots of teeth.
marry me. Fuck and Addle. I mean sex. Kill JPC.
Yeah, I would definitely be killed. There's not a scenario where someone doesn't kill
but
me.
But I would kill me.
Huh, I'd kill me. The old Alf
saying. I don't want to say I want to F one of you.
I have nipples, fucker. Can you kill me?
I'd marry both of you.
Aww.
And that marriage involves fucking.
Yeah, well, all marriages do.
No.
They're a fucking travesty. What a fucking sham these marriages are. That's my indictment
of the
system.
People will kill
me. I guarantee that people will kill me more than they'll kill you.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't think people are killing at all.
I'd kill me.
No.
I'd kill me, I'd fuck JPC, and I'd marry Aaron.
I would...
I find JPC incredibly handsome.
I would kill Addle. I would marry me. Marrying me is the obvious choice. I'm an absolute catch.
I'm getting fucked.
I want the world to know. I'm going to use my teeth.
Oh, same joke! We did it.
It's I'm getting fucked. I want our moms to know. They all subscribe to the Patreon.
I'm getting fucked.
My grandma and your grandma, I'm getting fucked.
My grandma told
your grandma, my granddad is getting fucked. Talk about Aaron.
Hold on.
Oh, she my got grandma, that teeth.
My grandma told your grandma, I'm getting fucked. That's so funny.
These grandmas are totally inappropriate grandmas.
Okay.
I would do all three with KJ.
You'd marry, fuck, kill KJ?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best. The best game is marry, fuck, kill, and it's one person, and it's yes or no.
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready to play JPC. I'm very excited.
Okay. Your first one. Mm-hmm. Lil Bow Wow. Lil
Oh, no. Off okay. the bat. I thought you were going to start with like the Beatles.
No.
Nope. You're starting with. Oh.
Marry, fuck, kill. Lil Bow Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Romeo. Lil Nicky.
Okay. I'll only answer
who's
this.
Lil Nicky, the Adam Sandler character.
Okay. Oh, Lil Nicky. I will only answer this if you give me a little taste of all of them. Do a quick impression of all three, JBC.
Okay. Lil Bow Wow. Oh, God. What was Lil Bow Wow's song?
Is he Master P's son?
I couldn't tell you. Oh, God. Does anyone remember what Lil Bow Wow's song is?
You did this to
us. I know. Aaron asked me to do the thing. I know Lil Romeo's song, so I'll start with that.
Yeah.
That's the, oh, Romeo, give me your kiss. I don't need a girlfriend. And that's Lil Romeo's.
Oh, I know what Lil Bow Wow's saying. I want candy.
No,
oh.
Aaron Carter.
Yeah, that was Aaron Carter. No. But they did a cover of that, I think.
All I'm seeing is that he was recently arrested.
Great. And then Lil Nicky. The devil, come to the back of the boat. All right. Mary Fuck Kill, Lil Bow Wow, Lil Romeo, Lil Nicky.
Oh, boy. I don't.
Kill Bow Wow because he.
I can't even think
guy.
Of who the first two are.
Yeah. I wouldn't kill Bow Wow because, you'd have Master P coming after you, who I also believe is dead.
I'd fuck Lil Kim.
No. Lil Nicky. You have
Lil
to.
Nicky.
I'd marry Lil Abner.
I'd marry the third one.
I'd marry Louise
Parker. And I'd marry Richard Little.
Well, no, that's the correct answer was you fuck Lil Romeo, obviously, because he's a Lil Romeo. Romeo's left to fuck.
And he dies a tiny death.
You kill Lil Bow Wow because he was recently arrested. And you marry Lil Nicky because then you get the kingdom of hell. You inherit the kingdom of hell.
Can I see? I want to see a scene real quick.
Uh-huh.
And this is more of this might be a longer scene, and I may come in at some point. I want to see a production where you're Lil Romeo, you're Lil Juliet. That's hard to say. Lil Juliet. So this is Lil William Shakespeare's Little Shakespeare's Lil Romeo, Lil Juliet.
Okay.
And I don't want it to be the whoever Lil Romeo is. I don't want it to be that.
Yeah.
I want it to be Romeo and Juliet, but little.
Like kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kids. Yeah, kids.
Okay.
Lil Romeo, wherefore art. Wait. Lil Romeo, Little where, little far, where out, little thou Romeo, little.
What light through yonder window breaks? Tis the east and Juliet. Tis the east and Juliet is the sun.
Earlier today, I saw you through a fish tank. I was wearing wings. This is the Baz Luhrmann version.
Tybalt, you prince of cats, you gently goes on my Mr. Sheets. You can't have it here, man. Just let me have tonight with you.
Let's kiss and then fall asleep at the end.
Okay, but let's go tell the priest about it.
Okay.
Friar, please.
Hi, I'm little priest.
Hey, we like to kiss.
We like to kiss and hold hands.
Show me.
Okay, this is the police.
Next, Mary, fuck, kill.
All right, Mary, fuck, kill.
Mm-hmm.
Marius from Les Mis.
Oh my God, I love this.
Darius from Hootie and the Blowfish. Sirius Black.
Oh.
Which character is Marius?
Mr. Marius.
No, it's there's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain goes on and on. He falls in love with Cosette.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cosette.
And he dies.
Cosette,
I don't
know what to say. No, he doesn't die.
No, wait. He's the only one who lives. Empty chairs and empty tables.
Is it the
you
Eddie
fucking
Redmayne?
Idiot.
Eddie Redmayne
yes.
character?
Yeah. Okay.
Marius from Les Mis. Darius
but
from Hootie
you will live,
the...
Ponine. That one. Okay, this is easy.
Sirius Black.
Fuck Sirius Black. Marry Marius.
I'm bringing Sirius Black.
And yep. then kill Darius.
Whoa. Okay.
I killed Darius.
Whoa.
Fuck Marius and marry Sirius. That's a tongue twister.
I don't want to marry Sirius Black, though. He's a dog half the time.
He a bad boy.
Yeah, you fuck Sirius Black because he's a bad boy.
Here's what I'm going to say.
And
I don't
know what to say.
I don't mean to. We're going to lose some listeners based on this.
Oh, yeah. Get him gone.
Yeah. Best character in Harry Potter. Professor McGonagall.
Darius Rucker.
You think Professor McGonagall is the best
Hands
character?
Hands down.
I think that's
Hands
a respectable version. Or, answer.
But anytime
version.
I bring that up, people are outraged.
Really?
Wait, are you talking about best character in the books or best character in the movie?
Both.
Interesting.
Wow.
Better than Hermione?
Have you seen the movies?
Uh-uh.
I watch them on subtitles.
Not the sound.
Hermione.
Lupin is my favorite. When I went to Harry Potter World, I was like, do I get the Lupin wand or the Molly Weasley wand? I love them
Well,
both.
The wand chooses you.
Good point. Fred Weasley. He's my favorite.
Does he? Which Weasley?
No, Cho Chang.
Cho Chang.
Cho Chang.
The only Scottish Asian.
Yeah. Do you think after Harry did it with Cho Chang, he was like, Cho Chang?
Yes, I do.
Yes, of course. Why wouldn't he be?
I think that's a fine answer. She's wonderful.
Yeah, she's the best.
She's like very, very strong.
Yeah.
And they're lucky to have her.
And I like
want
the
a prequel
actor that,
that
plays
shows,
McGonagall.
Oh, yeah. Maggie yeah. Smith is
Maggie
the
Smith.
Best. I want a prequel that's like her story. Like her as a 20-year-old.
She fell... Like, she has an interesting backstory, I think.
Yeah.
She like fell in love with a muggle and she lives in Hogsmeade.
Yeah.
Which is very cool.
And she was... I think she's like the... biggest badass.
Fell in love with a muggle.
Mm-hmm. Potter, it's good to see you.
The answer is you would, of course, marry Darius Rucker because
what?
He wants to hold your hand, and that's beautiful, holding your hand in marriage forever. And you would, of course, kill Marius
what?
Because Marius should have died. Marius was living on borrowed time. He should have died in the revolution with his friends.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you guys all got that one wrong. We're going to take a little pause from Mary Fuck Kill.
Little pause on a little bow wow?
Yeah. A little pause from Mary Fuck Kill. We're going to play a very adjacent game. And this game is called Prairie Suck Pill. So the way that this
Wait,
game...
Prairie Dog Suck a Dick.
No.
Pill,
let me explain the rules.
Pill in the
you don't know. The way that Prairie Suck Pill works is you have three options. One of them is a person that you would live on a little house in the prairie with. So this is, you know, the old times, the turn of the century, and you're foraging, living on the plains. The other one is suck. This is a poison person that you would, they get bit by a snake and you would help suck the poison out. And the last one is pill. This is just a person you would do drugs with casually. All right, so prairie suck pill, Sam Rockwell, Rocky Balboa, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Sam Rockwell. I would, he's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah,
I'd
great.
I'd prairie him too.
Yeah. You'd prairie him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You don't want to do drugs with him for a night?
No.
Okay.
Dwayne Rock Johnson, I'd suck for.
Yeah, me too.
A very, very handsome built man. Well, who's in
what do you, wait, what does that have to do with sucking poison out of them?
If you're going
to
suck poison out of someone, you want it to be.
His mouth. Yo. Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
He just drank a big thing of poison as you're sucking it out of his mouth.
Who was the third one?
Rocky Balboa. It's a character.
Take drugs with him because he's already kind of looping.
He'd beat the shit out of you, I think.
What?
Wait, on the drugs? The drugs are going to make him think you're his enemy.
I could take him.
Take it.
You could take Rocky Balboa in a fight? Yeah, you could. Adel, I don't see it.
We're going to lose a lot of listeners. That's personal opinion. Best character in the Rocky movies, Adrian. Tali Shire is one of the best actresses. Tali Shire is like the John Cazale of her time. And she was with John Cazale.
Character in the Rocky movies is the Steps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Philadelphia is the best character.
Oh, yeah. Isn't Philadelphia like a fun character in that movie?
Mm. Mary fuck kill, Mary fuck kill.
Maryland, Philadelphia, Kilimanjaro.
Mary fuck kill
I'd
Mary.
Fuck. I'd kill Mary and fuck kill.
There's some kill about Mary.
Okay, ready? Uh-huh. This is, we're going back. This is a Mary fuck kill.
Yeah.
Rose McGowan. Lily James, Jennifer Gardner.
Well, I don't know who Rose McGowan is, but Rose McGowan.
I'm sorry, Rose McGowan. My bad.
Who's she?
Rose McGowan.
She's from The Craft?
Lily James, Jennifer Gardner.
I find Lily James very attractive. So all three.
I find Lily James very attractive. There's nothing I'd like to do more than kill her.
I'm going to kill Lily James.
I'm going to marry Jennifer Gardner because of what she went through with Ben Affleck is terrible, and she deserves, you know, a second chance.
I love her in 13 Going on 30.
Is it Garner or Gardner?
Put Gardner.
Is there a D in there?
No. I don't care.
There's not.
I need one to be to fit the theme that I have of
Gardner.
Flower names.
Oh, yeah. Rose Lily.
I'd fuck Rose. Kill Lily.
I'd fuck Daisy Duck.
Flower names.
That's always an option is to fuck Daisy Duck.
Yeah.
Aren't flower names cute?
Like what?
Like Rose.
Petunia.
My, what is it?
My wife.
My great grandma, her and her siblings were all plant names.
Like
so
what?
She was fern.
Tree.
Fern, tree, plant, dirt, roots.
Miss Bush is tree. Dirt. Dirt McGurk.
But her name was Fern. Her name was Fern Brownlee, and we used to call her grandma Brownie because
we stupid. Because we're dumb to say
because we were so poor and so hungry.
What were the other siblings' names?
Wow.
I can't recall.
This is fucked. You don't know your own great-grandma's siblings' names.
No.
Bummer.
Yeah, wow.
I'm ready for another one.
What a dead stop. Okay, Mary fuck kill. Fred Savage, Dan Savage. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Marry Fred Savage.
Okay. As a child or as an adult?
Child.
I'd fuck Dan Savage because he's going to know all kinds of fun stuff.
I mean, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'd marry Fred
Savage.
He's
a sex expert.
I'd kill Randy Man Macho Mansion.
You'd same kill answer. A dead person who's already dead, Macho Man Randy Savage?
He's going to fucking smell like beef at all times. You know that guy walks into a room and you're just like, why does it smell like beef?
Yeah, that guy'd be like, snap into a romantic kiss. And then kiss you very deeply. I don't know. I think I would not want to fuck Fred Savage because he'd be like constantly narrating the whole time.
But I find that cool. Daniel Stern?
Daniel Stern. Okay, ready? This is another Mary fuck kill. It's
I'm
a
ready.
Mary fuck kill. Justin Thoreau, mm-hmm. Justin Trudeau, just a throw pillow.
That's outstanding.
So,
kill Justin Thoreau, marry Justin Throw pillow, fuck Justin Trudeau.
You would kill Justin Thoreau? Have you seen him?
Yeah, you kind of want to fuck Justin Thoreau.
Have you ever seen The Leftovers?
Yeah.
Justin Thoreau.
I'm not into him.
I'm into The Widow's Peak.
I'm not into him.
That guy is a fucking hunk.
He doesn't do it for me.
He's a fox.
Really?
He's a fox and a half.
Doesn't do it for me. Not my type. He's cute and handsome, but he's not on my map.
He's not on your... Was that this episode?
I mean, honestly, if... He's not on my map, fuck more.
Yeah,
your
he's
map,
not.
Fuck more?
My map, fuck more is the four faces of people that I would absolutely fuck.
Who are?
My map, fuck more?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Rod Stewart.
Danny Aiello, half a cannoli.
Dan Marley. half a cannoli.
Spadoni from Spicoli. And
Axel Foley?
Axel Foley. Bum, 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 fuck me, bum, 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 fuck me.
Are you saying butt fuck me?
Fuck if me. I had to choose between fucking a throw pillow and fucking Justin Theroux, that's tough. Because you know I love a little cushion for the pushing, and by that I'd be fucking a pillow.
I'd fuck Justin Trudeau.
I'd marry Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'd marry. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, Justin
Trudeau is the Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah, what did I say?
I don't know.
I would fuck Justin Theroux.
Yes.
Marry Justin Trudeau. And kill the throw pillow.
And kill the throw pillow.
Just the throw pillow.
So wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I would be pissed because that's my throw pillow. So if you killed it, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, why did you do that?
This throw pillow, you fucked it?
Okay. This is a Hey Riddle Riddle special because these are all Susies, but we're not doing a Mary Fuck Kill. We're doing a Feet Greet Eat. So what this is Feet Greet Eat. You have to jerk off to one of these picture of one of these person's feet.
Mm-hmm.
You have to greet one of these people. They're like coming to your door, and they're coming into your party.
We know what greet means.
Great, and then you have to eat one of these people.
Oh, I
so
can't wait.
Eat one, greet one, jerk off onto their.
No,
feet.
Not onto, just to a picture of their feet.
Could it be onto the picture?
Yeah, you
thank
you. Dealer's choice
please
when it's
this.
Execution.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
all right, ready?
Yeah.
Susan Sarandon.
Okay.
Susan Boyle. Susan B. Anthony. Susan B. Anthony.
Nobody say Susan B. Anthony for the feet thing, or I will kill you.
Susan B. Anthony, more like Johnny B. Horny. by the way, Michael B. Jordan is an objectively, an attractive, just a smokehouse
so
of a smokestack. He's on my Mount Fuckmore.
Everyone.
But whenever I do this thing with my girlfriend, that whenever we talk about Michael B. Jordan, I'm like, I always say, Michael B. Jordan, more like Johnny B. Horny. And she knows it's coming. So like, if we say Michael B. Jordan in casual conversation, she just always looks at me and is like, do not say it.
It sounds like she's in a prison of a relationship.
Yeah, more like prison be horny. Susan Sarandon, Susan Boyle, Susan B. Anthony.
I just watched Enchanted this week.
Oh.
Susan Sarandon was not the best part of that.
Oh, interesting. What was the best part of that?
Oh, the whole rest of the movie. It's incredible.
Okay.
The song in Central Park.
I would greet Sarandon, eat Boyle, feet Susan B. Anthony.
Wow, Aaron said she would kill you if you did that.
I'd greet Susan B. Anthony. I'd eat Susan Sarandon.
And?
You heard me.
You heard me, Tim Robbins. Come at me, you piece of shit coward.
I think I would eat Susan B. Anthony because I don't know that I would ever have a chance to eat a person from the past.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to take that up. But also, how did they fuck during the revolution? You know what I'm saying? Damn. Probably not great. The tough part about this.
Can we see a scene?
Yeah.
Set in the American Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just a couple who's trying to figure out how to fuck.
Okay, yeah.
And while war is just
yes.
around you.
Ugh, everything smells.
Yes. Mm. I'm sorry. I couldn't do anything about my smell.
Take the pee out, please, quickly.
Okay, yes, here it is. Splash. And the pee is gone.
Hey!
Hey, what are you complaining about? It's free pee.
Can you light a fire or something? It's freezing in here.
My fire's already lit. My fire for you. I burn for you, my love.
A real fire.
Yes, fine.
You should know about all my diseases, I suppose.
Oh, are we going to do the list? We're going to share the list?
Yes, I have all of them.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'm testing pretty pause for most of them as well, so that should be a non-issue.
All right.
I'm 14.
Okay, same.
You're 14
of course,
too. Okay,
we're gonna
cool.
Die
we're
soon.
At middle age.
Middle
yes.
age.
We're gonna die very soon.
Yes, and if I get pregnant, I will probably die during childbirth.
Oh yes.
So you won't be hearing from me much longer.
Well, I'm gonna take up arms very shortly, and I'm probably
we're both gonna die
of sepsis and gangrene. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get this over with.
Okay.
On the count of three?
Okay, sure. And we should pay
homage. Hey, sorry to bother you. Can I get some more piss?
Scene. Oh, piss, man. Okay, ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
This is Mary Fuck Kill.
My favorite Soundgarden song.
Mary Fuck Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Alda. Alan Arkin, Aaron Eckhart.
Marry Alan Alda.
Yeah, because you know he likes to smash.
Fuck Alan Arkin.
You'd fuck Alan Arkin?
Young Alan Arkin?
No, old Alan Arkin.
Then even better.
Even more fuck.
Kill Aaron Eckhart.
You're going to kill Aaron Eckhart?
I don't care about him.
Really?
I don't care about
him. Wow. Thank you for smoking.
I'd marry Alda. No, yeah, marry Alda.
Marry
fuck
Alda.
Eckhart and kill Arkin.
I'd marry Alan Alda. I'd fuck Alan Arkin. And I'd kill Aaron Eckhart. That's Alan Alda's list of doing that same thing.
I want to see a scene, just very briefly.
Oh, boy.
I'm the creator of MASH. I've cast you, Alan Alda, as Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
And first day on set, you're trying to talk me into calling the show Smash. Yeah, you wanted to see me? Oh.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Hold on. Hold on for a second. I have to go yell at a lighting guy for a second. Excuse me. Is your job to hold the lights or is your job to sneeze?
Hold the lights.
I'm Alan fucking Alda. And while that may not be anyone right now, years from now, it may be something. Smack.
Ow.
No, I want to do some smack. Who's got heroin for Alda?
I said ow because I tripped.
Okay. Just let's be clear. Alan Alda didn't hit that lady. Ted Kennedy killed that girl. Same. This one is going to be Scary Tuck Grill.
Oh my God.
So this is a person that you're... One person you're going to go in a haunted house with. One person you're going to tuck your penis back and do a drag show with. And then the other person you're just grilling out on a rooftop deck. Ready? Mm-hmm. Kevin Bacon, Kevin Costner, Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline, I adore.
I would love to marry.
So it's Scary Tuck...
Grill.
I would tuck for Kevin Kline.
Okay.
Who are the other two people?
Kevin Costner and Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Costner, I'd scary.
Okay.
Just to see. I'm curious to see. He's so
you'd
sort of
know,
physically monotone.
Yeah, like, how's Costner going to do in a house? A haunted house. Yeah.
And I feel like he's someone who doesn't scream, but he calls out like, he's like, oh, I see that there's a,
mm-hmm.
they dropped a thing or like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're going to grill with Bacon.
I grill with Bacon.
Man, he's going to be so mad that whole time. He's like, you just want to do this so you can say grilling with Bacon, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You don't grill Bacon.
I'm going to go through a house with Bacon.
Yes, because if you're going through a house, it's going to smell like Bacon.
Yeah, I just want to spend time with Kevin Kline.
So and I play Mary Fuck Kira Sedgwick.
Yeah, spending time with Kevin Kline I think would be great. Okay, cool.
Have you ever seen A Fish Called Wanda?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
Have you ever seen him in Pirates of Penzance?
Mm-mm.
All right. Well,
have you guys ever seen
has.
Wild Wild West 11 times?
Mm-hmm. does he still act?
Kevin yeah. Kline?
I haven't seen him since Orange County.
I don't know.
I feel like he does a voice in Bob's Burgers, doesn't he?
Does he?
I haven't watched
that show. Oh, okay. Well, that's not really acting. That's voicing.
Well, he's very...
I mean, none of us are acting right now.
I think he still acts.
Okay, this is also a little bit of a departure. This
it'll
is
be Leo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, let's do that one. Leo, Damon, Nicholson.
Kill Nicholson.
Okay.
Oh God, I don't want to marry either of them.
Yeah.
Fuck Damon.
Fuck Damon.
Fuck you, Damon. And then.
How do you like them apples, Damon?
Marry DiCaprio because I want to be on a yacht all the time.
God, that guy's always on a yacht. I think I'd have to go that same order. Mm-hmm. I don't care for any of them.
I just read something. This might have been on Twitter or something. But I read that there was some woman who went home with Leo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Like, she was like, ooh. And he was like, yeah. So he took her back.
Wait, let's do a quick scene. This is Leonardo DiCaprio picking up a woman. Yeah. And it's you can only speak in like exactly the way that Adele was talking. End scene.
Ooh. Ooh.
But?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scene.
What were you gonna say?
So he and this woman went back to his place and performed the devil's dance.
Yes.
And apparently, so they went to his place and apparently, like they started making out and stuff, and like she started to undress, and he just like. Surgically removed his clothes.
What? What does that mean?
Put in like just like very. It was just like bump, 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 bump.
Yeah.
And then put in those. What do you have? AirPods.
AirPods. Yeah.
Put in AirPods. Put on music, and then they fucked.
What?
And he never said a word to her the whole time. Apparently, it's just like making out. He puts on music that he listens to, and he has sex with someone, and then he makes them leave.
But why not just play it for everybody? What's he hiding?
I don't know.
The music has to be pretty fucked up in that instance.
What if he's putting on
Hey Riddle?
And he's just like talking to
the mother. Yeah.
Try not to come.
The relatable one was okay. Aaron Keefe.
That brings me to a question. Do you think anyone has ever had sex listening to this podcast?
Not on purpose,
but it's like you're fooling around, it bumps your phone, it's just I would stop.
This is a HeadGum podcast.
I would stop. That would make me stop. That would give me pause.
I can only come to the sound of my own voice.
I can only fuck to Comedy Bang Bang.
Nice. What if you were like hooking up with a person and you're like, let me set the mood, and you went and like romantic lights, mm-hmm. but what you turned on was your podcast.
Yeah, it's like our Mrs. Doubtfire scene.
And you start to like slow dance. I'm like, oh, sorry, this just really gets me in the mood.
Oh God, I hope not. Okay, a little bit of a departure on this one. This is Babysit.
What is the? Hold on.
Okay.
I don't want to blow by this.
Mm-hmm.
What would be? And I want this to be semi-serious. What would be the perfect song to have sex to? Either because you like it, either because the message or the rhythm or.
Aaron's Party by Aaron Carter.
Oh, yeah.
People are rubbed up. Come get it. To the left, to the right. Make noise.
To the left,
is that a real song?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
You don't know Aaron's Party?
And the kids spilled juice on my mom's new cushion. My favorite lyric of all time.
This is Aaron Carter's. I would do it to Aaron Carter's That's How I Beat Shaq.
You don't know Aaron's Party?
No.
Aaron's Party, in parentheses, Come and Get It.
Yeah. Come get it. To the left, to the right, make noise.
People around the world.
Yeah. Na, 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 na. Let me hear you say, na, 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 na. Da, 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 da. Na, 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 na.
Wait.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's the na, 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 na? What's that song? Getting Jiggy With It.
That's Getting Jiggy With It?
Is it a...
Getting Jiggy With It. Terrible song to have sex with.
Does it sample Getting Jiggy With It?
No, no, no.
So the party of the month. No, the party of the year. All I got to do is get my parents out. Should I send them to a movie? No, send them to the show. Let me think. It's got to be long, though. I said, Mom, Dad, yo,
this is Aaron Carter's first song.
You shoehorned in too many syllables.
This is Aaron Carter's first song.
It's Friday night. Have you seen Aunt Joan? Don't worry about staying out too long. Don't fuss over me. I'll be fine alone. Beep, beep. Have a good time. The phone bell rings and the party's here. You don't know this?
In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
Sing 5 more minutes. I might know this.
Mine's In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel.
No. All my instincts.
Because that's what you want to.
The light, the heat.
Your eyes. I earnestly love
that
song.
I'm incomplete. Your eyes. A thousand churches.
I'd have to say the theme for Mortal Kombat.
Do we have real answers for this? You said you wanted us to take this semi-seriously. I'm sorry.
Semi-charm kind of life.
And a kid spilled juice in my mom's new cushion.
No, I think that the only reason I would ever turn on music while I was having sex would be to do it as like a big joke.
Mm-hmm. One of the first times I had sex in college, in the background was the Amelie soundtrack.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So anytime I hear that soundtrack by Jan Tiersen, I'm always like, oh, mm-hmm.
I can't imagine ever earnestly. I think also like... I've played like Spotify jazz or something like that. That's just like, you know, ambiguous, like mood sound. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be very funny to just be like, maybe put on some music.
Where's
and it's just
your
like,
head at? Where's your head at?
And it's just like the Hamilton soundtrack or something. I remember also when I was a place I lived at a couple places ago, which was with 4 roommates, all guys. We had a brunch playlist that was just Papa Roach's Cut My Life Into Pieces 100 times. But it was called Brunch Playlist. And we were legit. Like make brunch and just play that.
Cut my toast into pieces. That's
I'm ready for another one. Babysit something.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, babysit. Do a skit. Eat their shit. So this is a person that you have to babysit. Mm-hmm. A person that you have to do a skit in, like for a church show. Do a skit with. So you're writing and performing a skit. And this is another person who you have to eat a piece of their shit. Mm. Kevin McAllister. Ray Boyd, which is Jonathan Lipnicki's character from Jerry Maguire, and Michelle Tanner.
Oh,
wait, say
this
that again.
Kevin McAllister,
Jonathan Lipnicki's character from Jerry Maguire, and Michelle Tanner.
You've put us, you've painted us into a real weird corner.
You got to babysit one of them. You have to do a little skit with one of them, and then you have to eat one of their shit.
Toddlers.
I'll eat all their shit.
It doesn't. Wait. Hold on.
Aaron's
Why is it weirder to eat a kid's shit than it would to eat an adult shit?
I don't know. It's invasive.
All right. Would it help? Would it help if you are doing this to diagnose them with a
no.
disease?
Well, yeah. If it's like a house thing. Like, yeah. You know when Dr. House eats shit?
On his skateboard? He just absolutely eats shit. I was going to say,
let me do an Ollie 180. I really eat shit.
Yeah, an Ollie 180. That's a move. Fucking idiot. Kevin McAllister, Jonathan Lipnicki's character from Jerry Maguire, Michelle Tanner.
I babysit Michelle Tanner.
Yep.
Yeah, same. Skit with Jerry Maguire kid.
Eat Kevin McAllister's shit and just.
He'd probably make you.
Just to like slap my hands against my cheeks and be like, egg.
No, you're trying to break into his house and he accidentally makes you eat his shit. You're like, oh, a Snickers bar and it's his shit.
I'm ready for another.
I would eat Lipnicki shit, I think. I'd do it gladly. Thank
Did
you sir.
Know that the human head weighs, what's that thing?
Mary Fuck Kill, Scooby-Doo, Stuart Little, the squirrel from Ice Age.
Kill Scooby-Doo.
I'd fuck that squirrel
Marry
from Ice Age.
Stuart Little. Fuck the squirrel from Ice Age.
I'd fuck the squirrel from Ice Age because he's just trying to get his nut.
Yeah.
Everyone would fuck that squirrel from Ice Age, I think.
Yeah. Ray Romano. People I'm attracted to do sort of have that energy.
Yeah.
I'm chasing a nut. For I'm me, making it's my whole life about it.
For me, it's the body type.
Yay!
Yay.
Love a woman covered with an inch of hair.
Inch of hair.
Nice big boosh.
I would fuck Scooby-Doo, I think, though, because you know he's going to have a sandwich afterwards.
Well, Scooby-Doo can, like, unhinge his jaw.
Yeah. Good point.
Eat them Sammies.
I think I'd marry Stuart Little because he's got a car.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm back.
Let me see. Do I have. Okay. This is just another Mary Fuck Kill. Mm-hmm. Standard Mary Fuck Kill. Standard Mary Fuck Kill.
Okay.
Mandy Patinkin. Randy Travis. Sandy from Greece.
Who's Randy Travis?
He's a country singer.
Kill him.
Whoa.
Fuck Sandy. Marry Mandy Patinkin.
Sandy?
Sandy?
Yeah, but which Sandy? Which Sandy?
Sandra D? Or
like, yeah, Sandy at the end of the movie? Or like.
Oh, Sandra D.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm not trying to have a complicated life.
Some people are so touchy. I'd marry Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah, you got to marry Patinkin.
Fuck Sandy? And kill Randy
Here's
Travis.
The thing about marrying Mandy Patinkin. I bet that guy makes a mean fucking breakfast. I bet you wake up and he's like coughing.
Oh, you know he's
I want
like,
him to sing for me.
He's going
to
be so intense.
Steel cut oats.
He's going to be so intense and so thoughtful.
Just the conversations.
Because I've heard he, in many an interview, he talks about he,
Minerview.
Like 100 times a day, somebody comes up to him and says, my name is Indigo Montoya. You killed my father. And he's like.
And he's like, I wasn't in that movie. Like, that was a younger guy.
He's like, I was in A Walk to Remember. You're thinking of Mandy Moore. She played the swordsman.
I'm Mandy Patinkin. I was the romantic interest for Vinny Chase on Entourage for a season.
But he, when people do that, he's like, I love it. He's like, it's the best. It's the coolest thing. And I love it.
Does he?
Yes.
Wow.
And okay. I feel like that takes a certain type of personality that's pretty awesome. He also sings Finishing the Hat.
Yeah.
Finishing my hat.
Hey, gotta finish my hat. Where Joan at? Everybody get. Gotta send my parents.
Move on. I'm doing a really good Sunday in the Park with George impression
finish.
Bernadette Peters and Mandy Patinkin singing. And only two people.
Aaron, Mary Fuck Kill, Sunday Park, George.
Kill? No. Mary Sunday? No. Mary Park, Fuck George, Kill Sunday.
Wow.
Move on.
I'd love a Kill Sunday.
If you could know where you're going, one person will appreciate what
Mary Fuck
right
Kill,
now.
Gilbert and Sullivan. Mm-hmm. At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers and Hammerstein
at the
Rosencrantz
same time.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Okay, what was the third one?
Well, they're going to die anyway, so I'll kill them. And who did Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Who did Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Kill Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
No, no. Kill.
At night he comes on me. Gilbert and Sullivan.
Kill Gilbert and Sullivan. Fuck Andrew Lloyd Webber. Marry Rogers and him.
Mm. Okay, ready? This is a marry, fuck, kill. This is a marry, fuck, kill for both of you. Your best friend from childhood. One of your great grandparents. And Harry Connick Jr.
All Harry Connick Jr. So into Harry Connick Jr.
You'd fuck Harry Connick Jr.?
I would destroy Harry
Connick. Is he on your
Jr.
Mount Fuckmore?
Oh my God, I love him. Oh my God, his voice. Oh, what a dream. Also him and Will and Grace. Hello. What was the question?
The question was, who from Will and Grace are you horny for?
All of them. Okay, wait. Marry one of my grand... No, kill one of my grandparents.
Okay, which one?
Oh, the coolest one.
You would snuff a smoot?
I'd snuff a smoot. And okay. then who? What was the first one?
One your best friend from childhood.
Fuck them.
You'd fuck your best friend from childhood?
Yeah.
And go ahead and say their name.
No. yeah, why not?
Let's just assume it's Joe Morgan.
Most of my best friends from when I was really little.
Are trying to think of my best friend from childhood, probably Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah, I guess.
And he was asking me today, you know any friends who would fuck? And I'm like, I don't know. Get out of here.
I would fuck my best friend from childhood, Harry Connick Jr. I'd kill one of my grandparents. Let's just
Harry
kill
Connick
my
Senior.
Dad. Sorry, Harry Connick Sr. Thank you.
What would you guys do?
I would kill my best friend from childhood.
Jesus.
Just to watch the life leave their eyes. Mm-hmm. I would fuck one of my great grandparents, be my own dad. And then I would marry Harry Connick Jr. Great voice.
Right?
Yeah.
Those eyes.
Al, did you go?
I'd fuck Harry Connick. Kill my grandparents and marry.
Oh, wait a minute. That was not
not one of the answers. That wasn't even one of the prompts. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Marry, fuck, kill.
Sure.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, my God.
Tim Curry. A carry-on bag full of curry.
Kill Jim Carrey.
Uh-huh.
Who's the second one?
Tim
marry
Curry.
Marry a carry-on bag full of curry.
Mm-hmm.
Kill, or fuck, Tim Curry.
I'd marry Tim Curry in a second. Fuck
He's
a
great.
Bag of curry, kill Jim Carrey.
I would love to fuck a carry-on bag full of curry. It'd be spicy, though.
Mm.
It'd be hot. But I would also, I'd rather marry Tim Curry and kill Jim Carrey, I think.
You know, if he proposes, it would be, will you marry,
fuck you,
me?
Will you marry me, myself, and Irene?
That's Jim Carrey. I was talking about Tim Curry.
Oh. okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Marry, fuck, kill. David Bowie, Tilda Swinton, Conan O'Brien.
It's the same person.
It's the same person. It's just three different versions of the same person.
I'd marry Tilda Swinton, fuck Conan O'Brien, kill David Bowie.
Yeah, I'd fuck Tilda Swinton, marry Conan.
I would marry Tilda, fuck Conan, and kill David Bowie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to marry Conan. I think he's got a dark side.
Probably.
Yeah.
I believe it.
I think he yells. okay. I ran this one by my girlfriend, and she said that she didn't know who the second person was. So if you don't, feel free to Google it.
I hope it's you.
It's JBC. Bill Paxton,
mm-hmm.
Nat Faxon, a fax from Bill Pullman.
Who is Nat Faxon?
Nat Faxon?
I know him.
He's a yeah. He wrote The Descendants with Jim Rash, from Community.
I think he's really charming. I'd marry him.
He's very charming.
Who's the first one?
Bill Paxton, Nat Faxon, a fax from Bill Pullman.
Fuck a fax from Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
Marry Nat Faxon, kill Bill Paxton. What was the first one?
Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
You kill Bill Paxton? He's already dead.
Can I fuck the car fox?
No, but the fax from Bill Pullman is a Carfax report for Bill Paxton's SUV. No, the fax from Bill Pullman is a fax that says, please don't fuck this fax. So Aaron fucked up.
Oops.
Okay, marry, fuck, kill. Siegfried, Roy, a tiger.
Marry the tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Kill the other two.
That's what this game has become. Kill the other two. Marry, fuck, kill.
I feel like that's one of the, they fall in that weird box of like, I don't know. I know of them, but I like couldn't tell you their personality.
If you put Siegfried,
are we in that box too?
If you put Siegfried next to Roy next to a tiger, I would not be able to tell you the difference between.
Yeah, I feel like it was like one had blonde hair, one had dark hair,
one had big claws,
one had big orange teeth. And black. Yeah,
the shark from Jaws, the clock from Beauty and the Beast, Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's.
Kill Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay. Good movies already, though.
No, kill Jaws.
Yeah, you have to kill Jaws. That's
the clock. Ooh. Marry Jaws.
You know how many tiny little gears and stuff are inside a clock?
Mm.
Well, I guess you don't have to worry about ripping up your dick.
Well, you don't know that. yeah, the clock is too neurotic to marry.
I'd kill the shark from Jaws. It's a bad shark. I would marry Bernie and then try to keep up the ruse for as long as possible. A couple movies. And I'd fuck the clock.
Yeah, well.
I'd get ripped up on that little clock.
Careful of your dick.
I'm always careful of my dick. But with fucking the clock, I'd have to be more careful of my heart.
Whatever you do, don't fall in love with me.
I'm the clock from Beauty and the Beast.
That's from A Walk to Remember. Mm. Yeah. He says that. Whatever you do, don't fall in love with me.
I say that every time I fuck a clock.
More like Snogsworth.
Okay. Mary fuck kill. Seth Rogen. Mm-hmm. Théoden, King of Rohan. Rowena Ravenclaw.
Okay. Ooh.
I'd marry
Ravenclaw.
Okay.
Kill Théoden, King of Rohan. Marry Seth Rogen.
I'd try to fuck Théoden if I could get maybe worm tongue in on that a little
Ew.
Bit. Try to get that worm tongue.
So it begins.
Aaron, this is a little known fact. Mm. Aaron just recently, last week even, mm-hmm. sat indoors and watched all three Lord of the Rings movies, the extended version.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And I told Adele that I was in pain for 2 days after. It hurt.
That gave you four UTIs.
I texted her the day of, and I was like, "You still awake?" And what you said, like, I took a little nap.
I
was joking, and you're like, "No, I took a nap."
Yeah, I did. Well, I didn't. I meant to. I had a plan. So I was like, "I'm gonna take a nap in the last third of the first movie, because whatever." And then I fucked up, and then I accidentally napped in the second movie.
Wow.
Right before Helm's Deep.
Two Towers is better. You don't want to nap during that one.
I didn't get to see him walk through the door.
I think the third one's my least favorite.
The third one's the worst. The second one's the best.
Of those three movies, marry, fuck, kill.
Oh, my God. Marry the second one, fuck the first one, kill the third.
I'd fuck the second one. I'd marry Fellowship, and I would kill Return.
I'd get Helm's Deep with the second one. Nice.
There's the scene in Fellowship. I used to have like a TV in front of my treadmill, and I used to like run while watching. I watch all of the Lord of the Rings movies while like training, and I started crying watching Fellowship as I was like running on the treadmill when Frodo offers to take the ring to Mordor, and he is like trying to like speak over everyone, and then like Gandalf has to quiet everyone down, and he's like. Gandalf understands what Frodo's doing, but Frodo doesn't like understand what it's going to mean yet. Yeah. Oh my God. That scene
that
is so fucking sad.
Ian McKellen's face when he does that is really beautiful.
Ian McKellen, God. He can fucking get it.
Oh yeah. Aaron was saying her favorite part is the Ents.
Oh, really? Is that true?
Don't you like the Ents the best?
What's the Ent?
What are the Ents?
The tree people.
Me oh, the tree people. Oh, no, I did. I don't like that. I was like, what? No, I don't. I hate them.
Would you watch a movie which was called with Robert De Niro and Ben Stiller called Meet the Ents? I have bark, Fokker. Could you milk me? Okay. Ready?
Talk too slow. Yes.
Chunt the Badger. Usador the Wizard. Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer.
Oh, I'd kill Armie Hammer because he's smug.
I think he's a more attractive John Krasinski. He's a little bit taller and he's a little bit more attractive.
I don't think
oh
he's
my
as
God,
talented.
John Krasinski is so
I feel like
hot.
I feel like Armie Hammer's weirdly smug.
I mean, I'm not into Krasinski.
Also,
what?
In Call not Me By Your Name, he looks like 35 and Timothée Chalamet looks 16.
Yeah, but it's not his fault for looking 35.
Okay.
But it makes me dislike him.
All right, go do the three again.
Chunt the Badger, mm-hmm. Usador the Wizard, Armie Hammer.
I'm going to kill Chunt. I'm so sorry. Look at me when I say that.
No.
Hey, come here. I'm going to kill. Come on.
I'd kill Momo.
It's not you. No, come on. Leave
no,
Momo alone.
No,
Momo. Momo is very fragile and vulnerable. And plus, Momo has strength, so you can't kill Momo. Okay, so I'd kill. No, I'd kill.
I should have done one with him.
Maybe I'd. No. I want to fuck Chunt because I want Chunt to turn to me for a second.
I should have done Momo the mouse, Chunt the badger, and the character that I played that no one remembers.
Is it a shark?
It was Shark Parkman. My favorite thing is somebody, a few people actually on social media are like,
you got to get JPC.
Love Chunt, love Momo. You got to get JPC on the show. And I always write back and I'm like, he's on the show. Didn't episode
did,
blank.
Did two episodes. Did a live episode as well.
Yeah. And people are like, oh.
Oops.
Well, here's the thing is you came on with Jen.
And yeah, Jen's a big star.
I feel like anytime we have two people on at the same time that people don't remember it.
Yeah.
Because it's a duo versus like a focused.
Kill Army. Marry Usador. Obviously marry Usador.
Mm. Yeah.
Fuck Chunt. And then there's two Aarons. Is that how it works? Has Chunt
I would
fucked
not,
a person
I would
yet?
Not want to be married to Usador.
He's a master of
my job. He's going to be screaming around the house nonstop. It's going to be like living with a grandma.
Has Chunt had sex with a person?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to paint myself into a canon corner.
on the bonus episode of a different podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for this one? Mary Fuck Kill, Ray Romano, Corky Romano. So that's Chris Kattan's character. And Julius Caesar, the Emperor of Rome.
I was like, romaine lettuce, Caesar. Perfect. Who's Corky Romano?
It's
a Chris Kattan character.
Chris Kattan, that's right. The mafia one.
Kill that one.
Kill Ray Romano.
Fuck Caesar.
Yeah.
Unmarried.
No. I want to marry Ray
Romano.
Deborah. Yeah. I want him to say that to me.
Everybody loves Caesar.
All right. Marry, fuck, kill. Remy Malek, Demi Moore, Kimmy Gibbler.
I'd marry Demi Moore. Fuck Kimmy Gibbler.
Fuck Demi Moore.
And
I'd fuck Remy Malek.
Remy Malek.
I'm into those eyes.
No, his
kill
eyes
Remy
are.
Malek.
He looks like he's been staring at a computer. Every time he's on TV, it's like he's just.
I love
woke
Mr.
up from
Robot.
A nap. But in his nap, he dreamt it staring at a computer screen for 20 hours.
Mr. Robot is so great. All right, Mary Fuck Kill. Count Chocula. Captain Crunch. Lucky the Leprechaun.
Fuck Captain Crunch. Kill the Leprechaun. No.
I'd fuck Count Chocula.
Because you know kill he sucks.
Kill Captain Crunch and marry that rascal of a Leprechaun.
Okay, a couple more. Just a couple more.
Love it.
Mary Fuck Kill. Mr. Clean. The brawny paper towel man, Dr. Pepper.
Marry Dr. Pepper because, like, free
he's a
medical
doctor.
Advice.
Yeah.
Free medical advice. Is this infected?
Drink more soda.
Fuck the brawny guy and kill Mr. Clean.
I think fucking Mr. Clean and the brawny guy would be, like, the exact same experience.
I don't know that.
I would have fucked Mr. Clean up until that commercial a few years ago.
Where he could, like, that mob's like,
where
he could
like,
get it.
He, like, starts to, like, gyrate.
Yeah.
And you're just like, ugh. Like.
My boyfriend sends me, like, gifts sometimes. When it's gross.
All right. Mary Fuck Kill. Obi-Wan Kenobi, John Bon Jovi, Bon Iver. At this point, I just want to read these. I don't even give a shit about the answers.
It's
Obi-Wan Kenobi, John Bon Jovi, Bon Iver.
Kill Bon Iver.
I'd kill Bon Iver.
Marry John Bon Jovi.
He's so sad.
I'd marry John Bon Jovi. I would marry John Bon Jovi just so I could come home and say, it's my wife.
All right, I want to hear another one.
This one is kind of a, okay, well, this isn't actually people, but an oral surgeon, a sour curmudgeon, a horny sturgeon.
Sturgeon?
It's a fish.
Okay, say it again.
A oral surgeon, mm-hmm. an oral surgeon, a sour curmudgeon, a horny sturgeon.
Kill a sour curmudgeon.
Marry the sour curmudgeon.
Yeah, my wife, I'll
fuck
treat her like a goddess.
Surgeon. Kill the horny sturgeon.
Yeah, I'd fuck an oral surgeon because free medical advice.
Yeah.
Is this right?
No.
Because I'd love
wrong.
To fuck an oral.
Yeah.
Pause. Add a look at me. Surgeon.
Right.
Let it be known that every time she said pause, she was donating to the charity that helps dogs out.
Mm-hmm. Pause,
we just
pause,
love to help dogs out. Right, dogs, you need a couple bucks, you need a bus pass. All right, last one. John Popper, Dennis Hopper, a jalapeno popper.
Just keep reading them.
Kill John Popper. Fuck Dennis Hopper, marry jalapeno popper.
You, I would fuck a jalapeno popper because I love that cream cheese burst.
I feel like there was a missed opportunity when one of them was alive for there to be a Prince and the Popper tour.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Was Prince and John Popper.
Prince and John Popper on tour together. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That would
God.
Be a sweet t-shirt.
Why wouldn't it?
I feel like there should be more themed tours. Like, don't pair up people who sound similar. Like, pair them up by, like, funny.
Like what?
Funny concept. Like Prince and the Popper.
I know, but I bet you have more.
Yeah.
How
come
about
up with these on the spot.
You're
all right.
So smart. I
final,
trust you.
Final Mary fuck kill.
The Yvette brothers and Elvis Costello, and it's Yvette and Costello.
That's great.
That was on the
That's
spot.
Great. That's
yeah.
really proud of you.
All right, final one. Mary fuck kill. Uh-huh. Mace Windu. Nick Fury. Snakes on a plane.
Fuck snakes on a plane.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the sexiest, just Sam Jackson.
Kill Nick Fury, because he's too secretive.
Kill Nick Fury, good luck.
Yeah. Marry Mace Windu, and because I want to get some of that midichlorian in my in my system.
Oh, we got to do another one.
What's that?
Marry, fuck, kill, canoe dog, Riddy Kitty, ooh. Kid Riddles. Kill Kid Riddles.
Kill Kid Riddles because he's rambunctious.
Fuck
Riddy Kitty, marry Canoe Dog.
Fuck Riddy Kitty.
I'd fuck Riddy Kitty too.
Yeah, because Riddy Kitty doesn't have time for love.
Meet her on the train. We like we make eyes across the train platform. She's listening to my podcast. okay, cool. That's it for Mary Fuck Kill. Maybe we will come back and do some Mary Fuck Kills another time.
Yeah, send some in. Email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com if you want to hear us do some more.
Put MFK in the subject line if you have some Mary Fuck Kills that you want to send over to us. Cool. Do we plug in the Patreon?
Well, this is the Patreon.
No, I'm saying we wouldn't plug the Patreon.
On the Patreon? Let's do it right now.
Yeah, okay. So if you like what you're hearing, subscribe to our Patreon.
Here's what we'll say. We were advised not to say this by our agent.
Uh-huh.
There is a Patreon inside the Patreon.
Inside
this
Patreon.
If you donate another $5, you will get these sub episodes.
Uh-huh.
Which is just me trying to muscle my way through Aaron's Party. All the lyrics. Me alone in my closet.
It's like
voice recording
like,
on my
phone.
It's
like an audio version of The Truman Show, but it's just Aaron crying in a closet.
Oh gosh, today is hard.
I think that's it for the Patreon episode. Thank you so much for subscribing. Thank you so much for being a patron. And we hope you're enjoying it. If you are, tell your friends. Tell the other listeners to get on board because
speaking of on board,
we're really upset about the other people who have not subscribed.
Speaking of on board, it's time we all get on board this spaceship and go back to our home planet
of Neptune. Bye bye bye.
Blue crew.
Check, check. Oh, dang it, that's the wrong theme again. I mean, they are really similar, dude. That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keefe. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Refai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. KJ Snyder edited what everybody said, and F. Molly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.